The Cybersecurity Summit is a platform. It's the best, as we always like to say, of a trade fair and a conference.
Together with Tim, I will talk about why the Cybersecurity Summit is a worthwhile event that you definitely shouldn't miss this year.
What we might do a little differently than other events is that we have a beer pong tournament, which is all about the fun factor. That's where the sleeves are really rolled up. That's where corporations play against each other.
Welcome to Cybersecurity Shall Be C-Level Priority, the podcast that puts the digital world to the test. Cyber attacks are on the rise, and data is the most valuable asset in today's world. But how can we protect what matters most to us? Drawing on the latest insights, effective strategies, and practical tools, we'll show you how to create a more secure digital environment. Because one thing is clear, security isn't negotiable. It's a top priority.
Hello, and welcome to a new episode of the Cybersecurity Executive Matter podcast. Today, with a very special topic, because many of you have always asked me, hey, Nico, which trade shows do you recommend? Where would you go to exchange ideas, to network, which is also a main topic of this podcast? And because of that, I decided to delve a bit deeper into some events this year and give some insights into what happens there and why you should attend. And you already saw last year, for example, when I was at the NIST 2 event, where I am also this year. This year, I am at a completely new event, which took place for the first time last year. And for that, I have Tim with me today. And together with Tim, I will talk about why the Cybersecurity Summit is a worthwhile event that you definitely shouldn't miss this year. But before we start with that, maybe a quick introduction to you, Tim. Tell us a few sentences about yourself.
Yes, Nico, first of all, thank you very much for the invitation. I found the idea great and very exciting. This is actually my very first podcast that we're recording together. I'm really looking forward to discussing it with you, especially since we've already had several conversations beforehand, because you, as a company, will be presenting both with the podcast and digitally a special, as the main sponsor of this event even. That's why it's particularly exciting. First of all, thank you for that. Yes, to introduce myself. I'm Tim, as you just mentioned. I'm 35 years old and specifically responsible for cybersecurity. Perhaps to anticipate, we have 12 events hence. I specifically emphasize cybersecurity as I am responsible for it. Yes, you also mentioned the event was held for the first time last year. It took place for the first time, that's also correct, and I helped build it up, so I'm very happy to now be part of the whole thing. Yes, what do I do? What is my role when I say I'm helping to build it up? Building it up means my specific job title is Head of Exhibitor Success. What does that mean? I engage in discussions, just like we did back then, to determine who this event is suitable for. Is it exciting for a company to participate? What added value does the whole thing have? And we only recommend participating if certain synergies and parameters fit to take part in this platform, this event.
I'm glad to hear that. A quick disclaimer up front, because you mentioned it, the podcast is not sponsored here, or in quotes, paid for. We are participants, but the podcast project originated from the idea, as I've done for various events, just to show people what events are available. I just wanted to insert that briefly. For those who now think this is a promotional event, no, this is an event because I see great potential in Tim, his team, and the entire event. And I'm also happy to be part of this event now. And we've already talked so much about the event. Let's maybe start with that, Tim. What exactly is the Cybersecurity Summit?
Yes, the Cybersecurity Summit is a platform. First of all, it's the best, as we always like to say, of a trade fair and a conference. It is a mix that is very specifically targeted at decision makers, in this case concerning the Cybersecurity Summit, aimed at IT managers who have a need for example, so software solutions, but who also want to generally further their education and ask what topics are actually concerning other companies. What solutions do they have for that? And of course, regulations like CRITIS and S2 topics play a major role. And current topics that are at the cutting edge, such as AI topics, and sustainability issues? What is the situation regarding staff shortages? And of course, specialized topics that are presented on different stages where visitors as well as exhibitors can exchange ideas and listen. That means we have a total of 2 different stages where various lectures are held throughout the day. There are a total of 3 stages, but 2 different ones. What does that mean specifically? We have a main stage. On this main stage, you could say it's the information stage where various panels and keynotes take place. In these panels, there are different personalities from various fields, from small and medium-sized enterprises to large corporations. They, on a specific topic, whether it's the future of cybersecurity or women in cybersecurity, to address this issue of skilled labor from their entrepreneurial perspective and from their company's perspective, shed light on these topics and how they deal with it, what challenges they face, and how they handle them. Then the other stage, perhaps briefly about the other stage, since I've already mentioned it, if you like. The masterclass stage is, of course, also the stage where the solutions from the individual sponsoring partners, our exhibitors, can present themselves with their topic-specific solutions.
How did you come up with the idea for cybersecurity? We've already talked about it. Last year was your first year. What was the intention behind organizing a summit for cybersecurity?
To anticipate the overarching theme of our 12 summits that we have across Germany is always the topic, digitalization and innovation. And digitalization and innovation naturally include various areas that are increasingly coming to the forefront. Among others, the context of cybersecurity is becoming increasingly relevant, not only for the B2B sector, but also for the B2C sector. But we are focusing purely on the B2B sector. And how did it come about? That, of course, some companies offering cybersecurity solutions are also very eager to participate in various trade fairs organized by us, such as the Logistics and Mobile Robotics Summit or the Procurement Summit. Because, of course, large companies with a procurement department might also have a SOC or a cybersecurity department that deals with these issues. And since we hadn't represented this topic yet, it fit very well. When I started at the company just over a year ago, this topic was suggested to me whether I would like to help build it up. It was already underway, and I was asked if I would like to be part of it or part of the project. And in this context, we simply tested it for the first time last year in June with a one-day event. It should be noted that our event series lasts 2.5 days, so to speak, because we have a speaker session the evening before and 2 trade fair and conference days where all day, as mentioned, also already conferences run in the evening. But there's also an evening program, including an after-show party. And last year, to return to that, we tested it with a one-day event, and it was very well received. The visitors didn't know us yet. The exhibitors didn't know us yet. We're very surprised by our good organization, because many, of course, don't know that the Trailblazers Summit Group is behind it. And we're not doing this for the very first time, but we naturally have a certain template and experience that we could incorporate. And this event was successful, which means, as defined, we had 25 exhibitors presenting their solutions from various fields and had a participation of 460 people. And this year, the whole thing has grown by about 170%. That means we will be approximately 65 exhibitors and 1,200 participants.
Now, you're already addressing an important point, which I also see repeatedly at events. Some go all out. Exhibitors. Where you say, okay, sure, I think it must be clear to all of us that such an event needs to be financed. It's not always about putting it in one's own pocket, but there are also costs that need to be covered. And some take the approach and say, we focus heavily on exhibitors, then have small booths. And the exhibitors then do, I would say, exhibitor pitches, product-related pitches. And that's how the whole thing is financed. What is your concept? And why do you say, especially in comparison? Maybe compared to some other events, are you set up differently?
Yes, that's a very important point. One cannot go without the other. I would say maybe it works well for a year. The balance must, of course, be right. Part of the concept is that we naturally want to create as many networking opportunities as possible. That's what ultimately makes a summit. In contrast, to a large trade fair where you collect a bunch of business cards, walk around, or maybe have a booth, and then have to sort out afterwards whether there is even a need, if that person is the decision maker, and so on. And we naturally want, when such a pitch happens on the main stage, for the touch points to be there afterwards. That when someone goes to a booth, they actually find someone there and can engage in an exchange. And the exhibitor also expects certain people to be there when they are represented with a booth all day. And the ratio has to be right. If we have conferences all day and let's say there are 80 to 130 people in the class on the main stage, the same applies in reverse. On the other stages, then 300, 400 participants are already gone. Of course, we also want to create an exchange on the exhibitor areas, this networking that we desire.
What is your target audience? So who should actually come to the event? Is it more like this? More management-oriented? More techie-oriented? Is it in the area, let's say, of consulting? What is your experience, especially from last year? Who are your visitors and which the people? Who are which ones? What roles do the people who attend your event have?
For us, the name is the program, or the stages, as they are called. We have the topics. Main stage, so the Matterhorn, and the Zugspitze. These are our masterclass stages, where the exhibitors present themselves, and they are named after mountains, because the whole thing is a summit event. A summit event, for those who don't know, is an event for decision makers, and most visitors are decision makers from the territory manager level. From head of positions up to C-level, positions like CIOs and CTOs.
Can you give a sneak peek on that? What are the highlights expected this year?
Yes, we have completely different topics and panels. We have from Otto Group A, young PhD. Tim Sattler, whom you of course already know, not only naturally, but he was already on your podcast about a wiki concern. But we also have completely different speakers that might not be as well known. For example, we have, on the day of the NIST2 Congress, we have also actually represented, we have from Credit Plus Bank to Tagesspiegel, representatives present. I have to say, of course, I don't know all the names. I'm also currently searching because I'm actually looking for a name. That has just slipped my mind a bit. And that is a special speaker. But let's ask the next question, then it will probably come back to me.
What you can also see a bit is that you focus on having both speakers from your sponsors and speakers who actually have nothing to do with the sponsors but have covered a topic. And you have indeed various topics where I am also active both as a moderator and as a speaker. And I found that really nice that there are stages, so to speak, for the sponsors, but also stages that are not for sponsors at all, but rather for, let's say, companies that are not sponsors with you, but can simply share their knowledge or present a cool topic. And thus you have a cool mix. So you don't just have to, let's say, listen to content from exhibitors, but you can also listen to content from people who bring completely different topics.
Exactly. Completely different topics. And we also like to refer to the main stage as such when we receive requests from exhibitors who really want to be on the main stage because they say the main stage sounds like the main platform. I absolutely have to be on it. In the end, we also like to refer to it as a nonprofit stage because it truly represents a neutral platform to simply debate different opinions and topics. And this person I just mentioned is Daniel Domheit-Berg. He is well known, better known under the pseudonym Daniel Schmidt from WikiLeaks, and he will also be present as a speaker on the main stage on day two, B. And anyone who may have visited the WikiLeaks site, they have various, as the name suggests, leak publications. I believe it's now about 1.5 million pieces of data that they have gathered there. And yes, very sensitive material, which is carefully reviewed. And he has also written a book, which has been translated into 14 languages. And he will be present on stage on day two in the afternoon. B. So really different, completely different context in cybersecurity, just to bring in different perspectives.
And what is especially nice is the exchange and networking, which is exactly what you focus on. I also heard from those who were with you last year that this exchange was particularly well facilitated. There are large areas where you can exchange ideas, where you can also retreat and talk to people. And that's also an important point, just being able to exchange ideas and accordingly meet new people. Because even after the corona period, which was quite some time ago, as I always say, during the corona period, everyone had to stay at home and there was little opportunity for exchange. Now, it's always nice that we can go to trade fairs again and just exactly at trade fairs like now, the Cybersecurity Summit, we can also exchange ideas and see who else might be there, who has the same problems, similar problems, and with whom you can simply talk.
Maybe just a little bit more to let the day progress. After having listened to all the conferences and letting it sink in the evening and wanting to exchange ideas about what you've heard, seen, and experienced, it really is, at the end of the day, a networking event. Very relaxed. Everyone is on a first-name basis, so anyone who wants to come by is welcome to address everyone informally, because that's how we want it to be. We want to be a relaxed summit. You don't have to come wearing a tie. Quite the opposite. You can really show up however you feel comfortable. And ultimately, it's not just the appearance that defines competence, but the competence that one naturally brings along. And everyone is happy about this exchange. We have received very good feedback that the conversations are very high caliber. Why are they very high caliber? Because many of our visitors come by with a certain intention. And an intention, as I mentioned at the beginning, is the search for software solutions, the search for exchanging experiences, and the search for partners. And that makes the whole thing very interesting. And for that, we also offer an evening program. What we might do a little differently than other events is that we have a beer pong tournament, which is all about the fun factor. That's where the sleeves are really rolled up. That's where corporations play against each other. But of course, the exhibitors also play against each other. Every participant can register for free. And just have fun. We have a DJ on site. We have a cocktail bar sponsored. And at the same time, we also have a magician who starts going from stand to stand in the afternoon and get people a bit in the groove for the evening. And I think that makes it a bit special that despite such sensitive and high-profile topics, they are presented in such a relaxed and moderate way. And this concept is overall very, very well received. And we really see great potential for the coming years regarding our cybersecurity summit, because we already have a lot of inquiries for it. For the year 2026, the date is already set. Indeed, it will be the 20th and 21st of May. And if anyone is already interested, maybe I'm getting a bit ahead of myself, but if anyone is interested, they are very welcome to contact me. I will, of course, also be at the summit on site. I will have my own booth, the Trailblazer booth, which is right at the accreditation area. And there you can ask questions about what participation might look like.
Great. So we've already talked a lot about what makes the summit special, which speakers are expected and what the entire program is. The only question left for me is, why should one come to the summit? What are your thoughts? What are your three main reasons why you say everyone should definitely come to the summit?
The summit is ultimately, yes, the platform. We offer, as organizers, we offer a platform for exchange. And that is also the transition. Everyone who wants to exchange ideas, share knowledge, but also learn new things is warmly invited to participate.
Great. We have another episode planned, also with one of your participants, to give a little sneak peek. What are the topics, so to speak, that will be discussed at the summit? I personally will also be on site, of course. And now we have a little special at the end, because you didn't hold back, especially for the audience here, to offer a little discount. Actually, not a little one, but it is a discount. That means you will find the discount code in the podcast description, where you can get 50% off the ticket. From my side, but of course, many thanks again for making it possible. We'll perhaps for one or the other. Now, for those who are convinced to say, hey, I want to be part of it. As I said, I will also be on site personally. I am, of course, also looking forward to every exchange we can have. And I'm excited to see what great topics we will encounter at the summit.
Yes, I'm also very excited, especially since there is nothing comparable in the North so far. You know yourself, most cybersecurity events tend to take place in the South. That's why it's essential to be there, check it out, and exchange many new, fresh contacts. And especially when there are current pressing issues in the company and one needs perhaps a decision or new solution approaches, it's all the more important to be involved, I would say.
I would say thank you very much, Tim, for being with us. We will definitely see each other at the summit. And with that, I would say that's it. From this special episode of Cybersecurity Chefsach, the podcast with the recommendation for the Cybersecurity Summit in Daub, Hamburg. For all those who haven't caught it yet, you already mentioned it, but I'm happy to say it again. The summit takes place on the 14th until the 15th of May in Hamburg at a beautiful location. And with that, I would say we'll hear and see each other at the latest at the summit. Until then.
Till then, I